Hey there, puppy. Here, I'm just scratching behind your ear. I hope you find that relaxing. I know you like when I scratch behind each ear, don't you? It's your good puppy. Listen, doggy. I wanted to make a nice file that you can listen to.
Like
As long as you remember that if you get over And it's a skill that I learned a lot later than I think I should have. But it's one that truly, truly helps me. It really does. So, if you just want to for a moment, I'm going to do it too. Just take note of five things that you see first. Unless your eyes are closed, and then you could omit it and just do some breathing exercises, but five things that I see right now. I see my microphone. I see the padding on my wall. I see my hands. I see my little audio mixer. And I see my tripod. So that's five things that I see. And next, we'll do five things that you hear. And this one's a little difficult because all I can hear is the sound of my own voice. But if I focus on the inflections, I can hear my mouth moving. I can hear my breaths. I can hear when I shuffle around in my seat. I can hear my hands moving across the carpet. I can hear my fingers hitting. I don't know what that was, but I hope it didn't pick up. And that's good. It's alright to be present, and not everything you take note of has to be positive, right? You can take note of things that you see. Not everything has to be positive, right? You can take note of things that you are experiencing, not just things that are good, okay? That's what grounding is all about. Smell is one that I like to do if I'm outside, because I like to smell the dirt or the open air, or maybe there's like a wetness outside, maybe it just rained, or maybe I smell exhaust from cars or something. It's all things that just get me thinking about my actual surrounding area as opposed to all these things that I have in my head. Feel is such a nice one. I can feel the carpet beneath me. I can feel the warmth of my own skin. I can feel this little dryer sheet that I use to make good scratching noises, right? I can feel the tripod. My microphone's on. I can feel my clothes against my skin, right? Thinking about what is immediately on me is also something I like to do. So these are all things that sort of get me in a better headspace and sort of relaxes me. And while I go through this with you, I can feel my own headspace start to clear up. I've spent quite a few days in a row sort of either just work, or just going really, really hard on my play. So it's really nice to have a moment where I can just be quiet and have my phone on Do Not Disturb, and I can just enjoy some time with you, puppy. Because as much as this job is a job, I really, really like doing it. So it helps my mind. It helps me get into a good headspace. It helps me feel like I am in control of myself. And that's something that I hope to share with you. I hope that my techniques, and I hope that any of my hypnosis or my guided meditations or whatever you enjoy can help you feel more in control of yourself. Because it's just such an important skill to have. I find that this knowledge of relaxation and of grounding myself in the moment helps me cope with what I struggle with most. For me, it's social settings. Maybe for you, it's communication or getting work done or letting yourself relax. And isn't that what this was all about in the first place? Sorry to get so philosophical on you. I just think it's important for me to explain why I asleep, so I don't have to worry about sounding stupid or whatever. It's been a while since I've sat down to record, and since the last time I've purchased a new microphone, that I still haven't gotten the chance to record with. I haven't written a script in probably a month, but it's okay, because I just didn't have anything to write yet, and I have notes for what I want to write now. So, hopefully this file can get completely edited and released onto Patreon, and then I'll release it onto Reddit a little bit later. And then you'll just have that, or this, to enjoy while I work on my silly little indents file, which I'm pretty excited about. So, I hope you enjoy this. I hope you enjoy the inane ramblings of my whatever this was. Truly, I just wanted to record something where I'm whispering. I have this all set up where it's plugged into my phone, so I have my computer off, which my computer is the loudest part of my recordings besides my voice, obviously. So hopefully I've created something where it's really, really quiet, and the sound of my whispers can be heard audibly, and you don't hear, like the cable that I have here. Hopefully you didn't hear too much of that. This is the first time that I've really done something like this, so I was a little bit worried that it was going to be weird, but hopefully you enjoyed it, puppy. I can scratch my ear here again here. I just want you to know that I am very, very proud of you. You've been such a good puppy. You've been very patient, and you've been so good for me. You've done such a good job listening, and I can't help but smile when I have you around my lead, when I have you in my arms, or when I have you sitting in my lap, or wherever else you might imagine yourself. I care about you, puppy, and I want you to do well. I want you to enjoy yourself, and I want you to work as hard as you need to work, and I want you to keep bettering yourself and to keep practicing these good coping mechanisms, these good habits, to get yourself in a good headspace. But I've held you here certainly long enough. I'm sure by this point you've either fallen asleep, or you're ready to move on to something more intense, or maybe just to replay this file, whatever you want to do. So I hope you enjoy the rest of your day, the rest of your night, the rest of your afternoon. Just enjoy and breathe and realize that it's okay to slow down. I hope to hear from you again soon. Bye-bye.